Hello, and welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed clinical nutritionist, and for the next few minutes, very, very important information for the ladies out there and for the gentlemen who have ladies they love. What I'm talking about today are breast cancer rates and the number of cases being diagnosed, and what are the projections for the next 15 years. The number of women diagnosed with breast cancer will rise by more than 50%. Now, this is information from the National Cancer Institute based on some research that they have been conducting. They analyzed data from patient surveys, from census reports, from mathematical models, and what the bottom line came to be was the number of breast cancer cases will likely increase from almost 300,000, which were the number of diagnoses in 2011, to almost 500,000. Okay, the precise numbers, 283,000 cases in 2011, and it is projected to rise to 441,000 by 2030. And that was based on a report in the Washington Post from data from the National Cancer Institute. The predicted rise doesn't mean that breast cancer is becoming more common. The thing that I was thinking about is, okay, is that reflective of the increase in our population? Is that the only thing that the rise would be due to? Or is there something else going on? It doesn't mean that breast cancer is becoming more common. That's what they're saying. And female baby boomers will reach retirement age in the next 10 years. And because of longer life expectancy, more and more and more of them are expected to develop cancer. So that's the explanation based on the researchers. I have some additions that I might add to that as we progress through this discussion. There are advances in cancer screening that will enable doctors to diagnose more early stage cancers that might not necessarily require immediate treatment. Okay, so here we are talking about early diagnosis. Is that truly what we care about? No. Here on NaturalDocRadio.com, what we care about is prevention, not early diagnosis. And they have lots of recommendations to address that, move that focus to prevention, rather than following this medical model, which is diagnosis and treatment, treatment that can include surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, cosmetic surgery, so many medically oriented approaches. And what I'm saying is we don't always have to go down that road. The prediction goes on to say that the breast cancer cases will be less lethal, that they're going to see a drop in estrogen receptor negative cancers, which tend to resist all of the medical treatments that we currently have to offer. And that cancer diagnosis, the estrogen receptor negative type of breast cancer, will drop from 17% to 9%. And they're not necessarily able to identify the reasons why that is going to be taking place. However, they're discussing possibility of it being related to lifestyle trends. And some of those trends are the in the general population, women are waiting longer to have children. There has been a return to basics, so to speak. So fewer and fewer babies are being formula fed, more and more babies being breastfed. So an increased popularity, they're identifying as this increased popularity of breastfeeding, they're identifying as one of the reasons to be seeing a decline in the estrogen receptor negative cancers. The bottom line from a medical viewpoint is smarter screening, and then they're talking about kinder, gentler, more effective treatment. So here's what I hear when they're saying there will be smarter screening and there will be kinder, gentler, more effective treatment, that the screening routine that the medical community is currently relying on is not a very smart screening. It leaves a lot to be desired. What I'm going to point my finger at is mammography. And kinder, gentler, more effective treatment. And once again, what I hear is the current state of diagnosing, so identifying the breast cancer, going about treating the breast cancer, is not kind and not gentle. And then we're going to be able to look forward to more effective treatment. Okay, and what does that say to me now? It says to me that the treatments are leaving a lot to be desired with regard to their effectiveness. And what are we talking about? Well, both or all of the kinder, gentler, more effective, when you think about the women being given Arimidex and being given some of those hormone-suppressing approaches, when you see how people, women, are subjected to biopsies, a series of different mammography approaches, and then ultimately surgical intervention followed by either chemotherapy or radiation or both, then the five-year time period that supposedly is the time period that you are not going to be diagnosed with a recurrence of the cancer because of the drugs and the treatment that you've been given, and then possibly after that five-year time period, you may very well face a distinct possibility of a recurrence or a new diagnosis. Okay, what can you do about all of that? Thermography, no radiation, no traumatic compression, and the kind of information that will give you a scene of developing potential cancer issues without a biopsy. You will see it 10 years before there is something visible on a mammogram. And so what can you do with that information? You can address hormone anomalies. There are different types of estrogen metabolites and different forms of estrogen that can be discovered in your blood work. And when there is something that is out of the proper ratio, that can be very, very nicely addressed in a number of different ways. You can choose to have bioidentical hormone replacement therapy that will put those different forms of estrogen back in the proper ratio of estrogen to progesterone, and reducing the type of negative estrogen metabolite that puts you at greater risk for developing cancer. So here's the approach using bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Or you can think about a significant change in lifestyle. It might be appropriate to do a 6-month total vegan diet and lifestyle. There are any number of different lifestyle dietary approaches that may be used to significantly change the hormone ratios that are indicative of dangerous breast tissue changes. Then, of course, thyroid support. When you have a very highly functioning thyroid, a highly supported thyroid, your risk of developing breast cancer is reduced. When you are supporting your thyroid with potassium iodide and that correct series of nutrients, and I'm going to mention selenium along with the iodine, when you support your thyroid with those nutrients, then once again, the risk of developing breast cancer is reduced. We know that your vitamin D status is very much linked to your risk of developing breast cancer. And I'll tell you a little bit of a story that I had with one of my clients regarding fibrocystic breast disease. She had always had mammographies showing a very significant fibrocystic tissue in the breast. And when she began adding vitamin D to her daily supplement routine, all of a sudden the mammograms that she began to have were no longer showing fibrocystic tissue. So one of the suggestions when someone is dealing with fibrocystic breasts and consequently thinking that the risk of developing breast cancer is higher, one of the suggestions is avoid caffeine. And that's a very good suggestion. However, when you add vitamin D into that equation, the support for healthy breast tissue is so, so significant. And then the last suggestion with regard to maintaining overall health and body chemistry that is resistant to those pre-malignant changes, coenzyme Q10. You might think about having ubiquinol, a very, very quick way of raising your coenzyme Q10 levels and achieving a higher level of stable CoQ10 presence than any other way of supplementing CoQ10. So if you're someone out there who has a potential for breast cancer, possibly mammograms that have shown fibrocystic breast tissue, maybe a low vitamin D level, maybe a family history of breast cancer, here are the suggestions that you need to turn that situation around. So you've been listening to me. I'm Janet Cimarelli here on naturaldocradio.com. Hope you're having a lovely day, and I'll be back soon with more information for your good health.